So off we go in Melbourne, a fixture as tough as they come for Australia, not least because, as Andy Harper's already mentioned, they've lost once in this tour already, and they've scored incredibly in 12 seconds. I do not believe it. Diego Souza with his first international goal, Brazil's first attack, Australia caught cold, the FIFA-ranked number one nation leads at the MCG.
I can tell you who got a bigger shock than Simon Hill. Poor old Bailey Wright, who made the error at the back.
Dare I say, Bailey Wright got it all wrong.
Oh, nice, Mossy. Really strong start to your segment.
Not bad, Phil Moss. Welcome, mate. What did you make of it? 4-0. You thought 3-1, but that was probably through your optimistic eyes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And when we were 3-0 down, I was praying for a goal just to prove Jimmy wrong. But
proving me wrong. You right. There's a difference.
We're talking about a lot of rights and a lot of wrongs.
Yeah, we are.
Listen, at the end of the day, that goal, that first goal, I think epitomises what's wrong about the system that we're playing at the moment.
And
I don't think this has been mentioned yet, but as a coach, I look for balance in my team. Mm-hmm. And I like to have left-footers on the left-hand side, right-footers on the right-hand side, particularly in those key areas. And if you look at the way Bailey Wright receives that ball from the kickoff, he receives it on his right foot, so he closes the game off to himself.
Yes.
If he's a left footer, he opens himself out, gives himself more options, doesn't cut his angles off. That's talking very technically. But at the end of the day, we got exposed there by a mistake. Then we got exposed on the fringes of the back three. And that says a lot about what I think is wrong about this system. Having said that, we're up against a much higher quality opposition than Saudi Arabia in Brazil, the world's number one team, 5 times world champions. But we're about to go into a major tournament against some real quality opposition as well.
And here's the problem with it. If the system is exposed by the higher ranked teams, isn't the system in place to take on the higher ranked teams?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the whole statement from Ange was we're going to change the system to a back three. And there's a lot of emphasis. I must make this point. There's a lot of emphasis on the system. Well, the system changes within a game, depending on where the ball is, depending on whether we've got it, whether we haven't got it, whether it's in transition both ways. But at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of teething problems with this system. And I said right from the start when it was introduced, is this the right time to introduce a new system, which is a back three? So it is a new system. Mm. Let's not beat around the bush there. But there are so many teething problems. Last night, Ange made a lot of changes to the lineup. So there wasn't a lot of continuity. There was no fluency going forward. We did cause some problems on our right-hand side with Cruz and Lecky combining at times.
Pace.
But it certainly looked like a toothless attack last night.
Look, just to the untrained eye, mate, just the individual skills, they were fantastic to watch in many, many ways from Brazil. That was one of the stark things. I mean, they're just more skillful, aren't they?
Well, that's right. that's why they're the world number one team.
I mean, even when they were mucking around with the ball, they just looked
more
skillful.
And let's not forget, there was no Neymar. Last night, so you throw him in the mix. But, you know, I thought Coutinho and Luiz were absolutely outstanding. A tear ran down my face when they were substituted with about 20 minutes to go because they were worth the price of admission. That third goal from Tyson, the team goal with the back heel
in the set,
that was just world class. That was sheer class. That was worth the price of admission and staying up to watch it on TV.
Funny you mentioned admission. 95,000 see Brazil take on Argentina, 48,000 see Australia take on Brazil. Is that wrong? What explains that?
Look, it's a friendly. I know it's Brazil.
But the other one was a friendly too.
Yeah, that's right, of course. But that's two of the best teams in world football history.
It's a chance in a lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. And that's an outstanding game to go and watch. But don't forget also Tuesday night.
As opposed to Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So that makes a difference as well. It's a late night for kids. But look, I think near on 50,000 for a friendly game that meant nothing is not too bad.
Mossy, this is good for us, isn't it? Japan held 1-1 by Iraq and Thailand 1-1 with UAE.
Yes, it's certainly. That's a great result, but both results, because A, it takes the pressure off from behind because now UAE are done. They can't get through. So we've at least got that third qualifying spot. With 2 games to go, but it also keeps the pressure on to get into the top two because Japan now take a 1-point lead over Saudi Arabia.
We don't
and
want the third spot, though.
No, of course we don't. But it's our insurance policy.
Sure.
Some A-League player movements. Dave Carney, he's ageless.
He is. And look, anyone who watched the grand final will know he came on and changed the game for Sydney.
He was good.
He was outstanding along with Matt Simon. So he re-signs for another year, gives Graham Arnold a lot of cover, I guess, in good areas. He can also play on that right-hand side that's been left vacant now by the departures of Holosko and Abini. He loves cutting inside onto his left foot, but he can cover left back and left wing as well.
What would he get paid, roughly?
David Carney?
Or someone like that signing on, a deeply experienced player, probably going to be a fringe...
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you, Jimmy. It just depends
is
how
it
the
100 to 200.
Yeah, it'd be somewhere in that area, definitely. But Dave Carney's been a fantastic servant for Sydney FC, and he's a fantastic leader in the dressing room as well. Right. So that can't be understated.
Jeez, mate, this would hurt back in the UK. France 3-2 over England.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, they hate each other.
That's not a great scoreline. And I tell you what, England just getting that 93rd minute winner on the weekend against Scotland wasn't a good result either, Harry Kane.
But it was a good result for their under-20 side, which we didn't get to yesterday. But
that's right. First major trophy in 51 years.
Jeez.
And although it's at under-20 level, England are making a massive song and dance about it because it's silverware.
Did they all get MBEs?
That's what they do over
there. Well, the coach has stopped short of calling them the Golden Generation. He said it's too early to call them that yet, but certainly some talent in that team.
Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks Mossy.
Guys. See you tomorrow.